This program is supported by ACT Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Smart Growth brought to you by ACT Foundation. I'm your resident host today. Oluwatobiloba Akilabi is my name. And I have in the studio with me a fantastic and amazing entrepreneur. She is the CEO of Sukaraj Kitchen. I will let her do the honors of introducing herself. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Kamaluddin Suliat Adeola, a CEO of Sukaraj Kitchens.
All right. So you're welcome to Smart Growth by ACT Foundation. So tell us, I know you love that I call you Suliat, so I'll just go with Suliat. So tell us, why did you start Sukaraj Kitchen?
Oh, Sukaraj Kitchens was born out of passion and love for cooking and business. Oh, I will say maybe from money too, because when you do something, you realize you derive something from it.
Yeah.
Maybe a side pleasure. Uh-huh. And you feel to gain something from it. So I think Sukaraj Kitchen was born since when I was in secondary school. As a person with disability, there tends to be a discrimination between we and the sighted counterparts.
Okay.
So then they try to differentiate that we can't do home management, which is to pick from home management or agricultural science.
Hmm.
So I was told I cannot do it because of my disability, but I proved them wrong because I have passion for cooking.
That's amazing.
So I picked home management. And then it continues when I started my diploma in University of Jos. And then I started putting what I learned from my SS 1 to 3 into action by making cupcakes.
Wow.
So, and then when I noticed that I think I need to move this up, I went for a training in Abuja.
Okay.
So, and then my 200 level days, I started baking cupcakes to class.
Okay.
So in 2018, I decided to go for training. I think now, then they were Tasty Up Conventionaries in Abuja.
All right.
They've switched to Masterminds. That's MCCI.
Okay.
So
that was where you had your training.
Yes, that's where I had some of my training.
Okay.
But the training has been on ground just to leverage my knowledge about catering and baking and conventionaries.
Okay.
Then my business got registered in 2021.
Uh-huh.
And then we proceed from there.
Wow, that's amazing. So I hear you say you started training and first thing was you wanted to prove them wrong. But from proving people wrong as well, that, you know, it is possible for you to have a confectionery company, then you decided to also see the monetary and the business side of things, right?
Yes.
Amazing. So if I put all together, you've been in business for about 7 years, or should we start counting from 2021 when you registered your business?
Let's maybe 2018.
2018.
Yes.
So that's like 8 years. It's going to be 8 years this year.
Yes.
So tell us, what's your yearly cash flow like?
At first,
mm-hmm.
And then as a small business owner like that I am, and then I feel like cash flow from 2018 has not been really flowing like that. And then from 2020 upward, I think I started supplying First Bank Chin Chin.
Oh, amazing.
And so we've been realizing a bit. And then from 2022 downwards to this moment, because afterwards I got married and I relocated to Lagos.
Oh, okay.
So since then, it has been really, the cash flow has really been okay, like at least.
So do you want to give us like a size, a range? You don't have to tell us the exact numbers in a year.
Okay, like let's do it in a month. At least I do realize maybe depending on sales.
Yes.
Maybe 300 to 400 upwards.
Oh, okay.
That's range.
Okay, that's for your cupcake and your chin chin.
As for my cupcakes, my chin chin, my kumikuli, and my banana bread, sometimes cookies.
Okay. Oh, so are these things based on order, or you mass produce and sell to the market?
My kumikuli and my chin chin is always available.
Okay.
Always available.
Or okay.
My banana bread, cupcakes, and some of my products, like banana bread, cupcakes, and cookies, is strictly based on order.
Okay.
Because, you know, some of them are something you can predict.
Yes. Okay.
So it's strictly based on order.
Okay. All right. So how do you sell now? So you've said to me that at least averagely in a month, you're around 300, 400. So in a year, put you at around 4.8 million, right? So how do you sell to the market? Where are your customers and who are your customers?
Most times I sell online.
Okay.
I sell online, and then I sell to some offices. Like they do order some of my products from Alausa Secretariat, and then I do get referrals too.
Okay, so that means are you selling direct to customers, or you're doing maybe you're packaging like 50, 100, and you're selling to other business owners that then go on to sell direct to customers? How are you doing that? What's your business model?
I do bulk.
Purchase.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I do supply book to people like an event planners who are using it for souvenirs.
Okay, great.
Use it in an event.
Okay, so which one is bringing the most money, your retail side or your wholesale side?
You know that sometimes when you like sometimes the wholesales brings more. That's when more comes in. And then sometimes to the retail sites to bring more. Because sometimes you see if people who are getting it, retailers, the retailers, they buy more. Because you know, all this bulk is, let me say, it's seasonal.
Okay. So is it that you have not really, had event planners that know, like you have a pipeline of event planners that can That's help regular. You, yes, that would be regular since they have all of these events, all the time, and you know that this bulk purchase really brings in a lot of money for you. I think that should be something you should consider, don't you? What do you think about that?
I do. You know, as a person with disability, although we are not supposed to be limited with our disability,
yes,
but I can say for now, we are still growing.
Yeah.
We are still growing. So I think that's what I need to work on. And I was considering of supplying to supermarkets.
Yeah.
But what is actually stopping me for now is the NAFDAC registration.
Oh, okay.
So, and I'm currently working
on getting your NAFDAC. Yes, because that would really be great if you can spread it to supermarkets. I really love the idea of your white labeling. That's your bulk, that bulk selling. Because I think you can move more products with less stress. Imagine that you have one major distributor, and that one is the one doing the legwork of going into the market and distributing, and all that you need to do is just produce and sell to your wholesalers. I think that would be really great. Yes. So I know there's a lot of chin chin, coli coli. What makes your product different from others?
What makes our product different from others is, as I have said, is the hygienic and the packaging. And then our product is nutritious. It has a lot of nutrients, and then different from the regular ones.
Okay, so do you want to explain a bit, for the audience to know why I should buy Sukaraj Chin Chin and Kuli Kuli instead of Toby Chin Chin and Kuli Kuli?
Okay, sometimes some people do their packaging inside container, which sometimes might be a bit difficult to put inside your bag.
Okay.
Because of the last.
So easy to carry. Yes.
To carry. Mm-hmm. And then the
convenience, right?
Yes. And Sukaraj Chin Chin is always sealed. Not the regular chin chin that they put inside container, you open it and you see the chin chin straight up.
So that means that it won't get soft easily. Is that what you mean?
For edibles, it's not something that you can just open and then you see it directly. So Sukaraj Kitchen, once you see it, if it has been opened, you will know that, yes.
Oh, I see. Yes. Oh, that's amazing. That's a really important selling point that I never took notice of that, but that's a big point that you raised there. That, you have a protective you have a protective or safety, you have safety conscious in your organization.
Yes.
Ensuring that your product is safe.
Yes.
When you buy it, it is fresh and it is safe. Once the seal is broken, that's the same way big organizations say it. I mean, I must commend you on that value proposition. I never thought about that when it comes to business. Amazing. So,
and then what's also make it different,
yeah,
is the seal plug. You know, once you open it, you'll be able to seal it back. And then if you don't want to finish it.
Yes, amazing. I really love that value. I hope this is what you put online, though.
Yes, this is our product.
No, I mean, I hope you tell people about this, because I feel like storytelling is your thing and you're really great at it. Me, I'm already sold because I'm going to buy from you as I'm going home today. But I think this is something you should be able to sell online. Are you talking about this value proposition that you have for a product? Because it is what people buy. If you tell me this, that, oh, you put a video on yourself and you say, hi, I'm the CEO of Sukaraj, I want to tell you what makes my chin chin special. It is not the popular. So pay attention as I show you. Look at this bag right here. What do you see? You know, you just continue to educate them about your product.
Yes.
This is safe and protective compared to, you know, bowls. And do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
I think this would be a great way. Imagine you do that and you now put ads on it. Do you do digital ads?
Like Facebook?
Ads on like Facebook ads and things like that?
Not really, but I think I'll work on it.
Okay.
Although Sukaraj Kitchen has a page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Instagram. Are you on Instagram?
No.
Okay.
But I'm on TikTok.
Okay. TikTok is a really great place. And I think that you should do that video that I just said.
Mm,
it's going to be, yes. A lot of people would see what you're talking about and that may draw more customers to you. People that you don't know. And you should put ads. Do ads. Ads are a great way of selling your products. I mean, there are many brands that are using ads and that's something you can leverage on right now.
I'll work on.
Yes, digital ads will be very great for you. So tell me, what's your future? What do you see for Sukaraj? What's your dream for Sukaraj Kitchen?
As I always wanted,
mm-hmm.
I want an expansion of companies where I produce, start up baking and conventionaries, like people who are into it.
Uh-huh.
So I wish to establish a center where you will just come,
uh-huh,
bring in your ingredients,
mm-hmm,
and then you produce from us and,
mm-hmm,
then you go and deliver your what you just baked.
Okay. So like a production and packaging,
yes,
company.
Like
so others
like chin chin now.
Yes.
In terms of chin chin now is a stressful snacks.
Yeah.
Whereby you have to
roll,
mix,
yeah,
roll, cut, then fry.
Mm.
So, but we are planning of expanding,
mm-hmm,
whereby we have automatic machine,
yes,
that will mix and then roll it out and then cut.
Mm.
So, and then some of our workers will fry.
Yeah.
So, I think that's
next level for you. Yes. Yes, that's next level for you. I agree with that because, you know, I can imagine, I don't even know how you make your chin chin, but I know.
That's always distressing.
I can imagine. And you do, I mean, I must commend you. You do 400K every month. So you can imagine the number of chin chin that you churn out every month. So that's amazing. So how are you planning to get funding for this? Is this something you're currently working on?
We are working on it, but if we still, like, I'm wishing to get someone who can invest and then we get the facility, the equipment, and
yes,
maybe we'll pay back or probably a grant.
Okay. So grants, you're open to getting grants right now,
yes,
loans,
yes,
you know, and sort of, you know, partnerships and, yes, investors that, yes, can invest in your business.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that you're looking forward to having a production and packaging facility,
yes,
where you not just only produce for Sukaraj, you are happy to produce for other confectionery or, you know,
yes,
local snack,
yes,
company, right?
Yes.
Amazing. I mean, I've had a beautiful time learning about your business, CD. today. And I hope you take that tip on that little idea we gave you to, you know, promote your business online through ads. We will see great. Well done with what you do. I can tell you for free that you did not only prove them wrong, you've also established a beautiful and a viable business. I look forward to seeing Suraj Kitchen having its own packaging and production company. I wish you good success. Enjoy yourself. Bye for now.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.